Welcome, welcome, welcome. This is SW Pod Sounds and Stories, and you're listening to your new favorite host, Mandy. SW stands for CCSISI Wote, Wote, which means all of us in Swahili. And this is basically the podcast where you can engage with commentary on Black music and Black literature, specifically from the perspective of a casual reader and everyday listener, which is me. All right, so now I'm going to break down how exactly every episode is going to work. Okay, so each episode will be discussing a song and a book that share a common theme. That's pretty simple. In terms of the episode breakdown, coming up, we've got sounds, which is basically where I talk about a song in relation to the theme of the episode. Then we got stories, which is where I do exactly the same for the book of the episode. And then finally, we got soundtrack and stories. And this is a playlist which is updated with every single episode drop. And I'll be revealing the 5 songs that are also related to this episode's theme that are going to be added to that playlist. So you can think of this as a little gift from me to you because I like you lot, yeah? All right, so for this episode, the theme I've chosen is Grateful in Love, I'm So Glad You Chose Me. Which is a bit of a mouthful, but the way that I chose it is because first I started off by reading the book, and I was drawn to the book because the cover is really beautiful. It's got loads of different colors and it's got these 2 Black women depicted on it. And I was like, okay, this looks great, right up my street. And then the title as well, I was like, this is interesting. And obviously I'm not going to reveal the book. You got to keep listening to find out what the book is, but a couple of clues as to what book it is that I've chosen. So the first one is that the author is Peace Adzomedie, okay, an award-winning scholar and author. And if you know any of her books, then that might actually narrow it down for you. And the second clue is that this book was actually a Reese's Book Club pick, okay? So Reese Witherspoon from Legally Blonde, Big Little Lies, big time actor. She's got a book club and this was one of the picks for the book club, okay? So those are your 2 clues to try and figure out which book it is, okay? But make sure you keep listening and you'll find out anyway. Now, for the song, the way I chose the song was that once I had read the book, and then I thought, okay, Grateful in Love is kind of a theme that would be interesting to discuss in the context of the book. Then I thought, okay, what song also can be discussed around this theme? And that's how I picked the song. So I read the book, chose the theme, then I picked out the song, okay? So 2 more clues for which song it is. So the song for this episode is actually by Genuine, so an R&B and neo-soul legend, okay? And your second clue is that it is in his top 5 most listened to Spotify songs, okay? So that's your 2 clues to try and figure out what song it is I've chosen. But I'm not going to give you any more, so you make sure you stay locked in to find out everything I've chosen for this episode. Guys, I feel like I keep saying okay, Bez, and it's even pissing me off, but don't watch that. It's because I'm concerned about you guys, because I care about you guys. That's why I keep asking, are you okay? Are you okay? I'm doing my check-in, you know? Actually, we actually need to do a proper health check. How are you guys? You know, I hope you're well. I hope you're doing good. I'm gonna answer as well. So it's been wonderful weather in London. That's where I'm based. It's been nice and sunny. And I think the good weather's actually inspired me to cook. Because one thing about me is I do not like cooking. Like, if I can stay out of the kitchen for the rest of my life, like, I'll do that. Because what do you mean I just ate and now I have to prepare the next meal that I have to eat? Because what? Like, sustenance. Ugh, drag, man. So I think the good weather's actually inspired me to cook. I've got all my groceries, got all my ingredients, got my spices and all that. So I'm ready. But I digress. I'm a chef anyway. Even though I don't like to cook, I can whip up a good munch. So don't ever get it twisted. Like, the food is going to bang, obviously. So I'm excited for that. But what about you guys? Like, let me know. Like, say a little something wherever you are. If you're on a run, you're at home, you're, I don't know, in the gym, like on the train, wherever you are, even if you're in public, just say something, because, you know, we understand each other. Even if people side eye you, don't watch that. Like, it's me and you here, like we're locked in. So they don't understand, you know, if you get it, you get it. If you don't, you don't. Like, keep it stepping. So make sure you say something. Make sure you let me know that you're good, or however you're feeling, let me know. This episode for sounds, I already mentioned two clues, and that's number one, that the artist of the song is Genuine, and the second one is that it is in his top five most listened to tracks on Spotify. All right, to remind you of this episode's theme, the theme is Grateful in Love, I'm So Glad You Chose Me. So, this song is Differences. My whole life has changed since you came in. I knew back then you were that special. So, a little bit of background. Obviously, we know Genuine, R&B and Neo Soul legend. I already told you, real Yerna boy, yeah? He's not even a boy at this point. He's a big man. Okay, but yeah, top five most listened to tracks on Spotify. Differences was released 3rd of April 2001, which is crazy because the song is literally like as old as me. Like, we're basically the same age. Mad. Still a banger to this day. Obviously, everybody knows Pony. It was in the Magic Mike soundtrack. That's another one of his like big hits in terms of his discography. He was also randomly on Celebrity Big Brother in the UK in 2018. That's so random, in my opinion. And the last fact I'm going to give you guys is his only, I repeat, only Grammy nomination was for an album with a group called TGT, where it was Genuine, Tyrese, and Tank. So like the three kind of R&B, big names in R&B, 90s and noughties, they just made a group. And that was the only Grammy nomination that Genuine ever got, was for that album. Can you imagine? Like, this guy has been like in the game for time, and this is his only Grammy nomination. Mad. Anyway, so that's a little bit of background, a little bit of context on Genuine and Differences as well. Now let's get into the commentary, okay? So for this track, yeah, I feel like I knew the words to the hook before I even knew that it was Genuine, before I knew what. When you look at it, the title is a bit ambiguous. You're thinking Differences, like, what could this be about, okay? But when you get to the hook, yeah, I promise you, it's so clear what the message is. And obviously, you know, the hook is the artist's opportunity to really like put the message that they want you to take home, what they want you to pay attention to, what they want you to feel like deep into this soul. Like, that is what they want to communicate to you. They put that in the hook, right? So this hook is super clear. So I'm gonna read out the lyrics again, because we just heard it a few seconds ago, but I'm gonna read them out again and break it down for you line by line, okay? So, my whole life has changed since you came in. As in, before this babe, yeah, he was doing something. She's come in and completely revolutionized his life. He's done a 180 on him because of her. Crazy. I knew then, back then, that you were, hey, messing up the lyrics. I knew back then you were that special one. Okay, so straight away on site, boom, she's the one. I'm so in love, so deep in love. It's not a surface level thing. It's deep in the love. You understand? You make my life complete. Not me. You. It's given my other half. It's given my man wasn't enough by himself. Like, he was incomplete. Okay? You are so sweet. No one competes. Okay? No competition. Yeah, nobody can touch her. No competition for my lady. That's a different song. I don't want to get, you know what I'm saying? But you get what I'm trying to say. Like, she's top two, not to argue with your mom. That's basically what he's saying to us. And I even love that you are so sweet, because it's such a simple bar. Do you get what I'm saying? It's not a massive declaration of love. But sometimes it is these small little things that draw you into a person. They're kind of the most, sometimes the most meaningful things. It's not like the big declarations and gestures. It's just like, if you find somebody that's just like so sweet and kind to you, you're like, oh my God, like my heart, I can't take it no more. So obviously that's what he's trying to say to us. And then we're coming to the end now. So, glad you came into my life. You blind me with your love. With you, I have no sight. Right? And this is the most serious one, because metaphorically speaking, if somebody removes one of your senses, that is a dangerous person. Don't play around with that person, because your fate is in very powerful hands. Yeah. We might even have to change the name of the episode to Dangerously in Love, No Beyonce, because when somebody is one of your five senses, yeah, and a very, I mean, all of them are important, but sight is a pretty important one, right? If that's been taken from you, then that's a, that, don't play around with that person. That is a powerful person and very important person, okay? So from the hook, you can see how profound and how special the love is that Ginuwine is describing, yeah? And you can also tell how grateful he is to be chosen by this girl, like, or woman, yeah? Woman, I should put some respect on her name and say woman in it, because this is a serious lady. Okay, so that is the love letter that is differences. You can clearly see the theme shining through that hook. And Ginuwine definitely wants us to know that, yeah, this babe revolutionized my thing. Okay, so we'll keep it light. We'll keep it sweet for now. I'm slowly, slowly building you guys' tolerance. So once we get going, once we're deep into all the eps, yeah, that's when we'll give them deeper and deeper commentary. But until then, you're going to have this for now. Okay, small, small, quick appetizer. Quick appetizer, yeah? So if you want to get involved, make sure you use the hashtag SWPodUK. Make sure you tag us in any of your contributions, thoughts, opinions. Remember, it doesn't have to be super intellectual. We're not about that here. You can if you want to. If you feel like you got that technical knowledge, can get analytical with it, but you don't have to. Just say how it makes you feel. Like, music is a language of communication. So whatever comes up for you is valid. And you know, if you like the song because you cried, say that. I like the song because I shed bare tears. Yeah, it's valid. And as long as it resonates with you that type of way and you want to share that, all of that is welcome in the discussion and in the conversation. So that's a hashtag SWPodUK. Tag us and let's get to talking, yeah? Stay tuned for a special way to contribute and have the opportunity to be featured on an episode. I'm going to reveal more about that later on in the episode. Moving on to stories for this episode. So I already gave you two clues, yeah? So first one was that the book is by Peace Adzomedie, and the second one is that it is a Reese's book club pick, or it was a Reese's book club pick. And I can now reveal that the book for this episode is in fact His Only Wife by Peace Adzomedie. This is her debut fictional novel that was published in 2020. A wonderful cover, as I said, really beautiful cover for the paperback version that I have, and it has these two black women and they just look fantastic. And I love like cartoony stuff that always catches my eyes if there's like a cartoon cover, so I love that. So a bit of background on Peace and the book itself. Peace is a Liberian-born Ghanaian writer, academic. She's actually a professor at the University of Bristol, and her research mainly centers around African studies, women's and gender studies, and international relations, with a particular focus on gender-based violence. So a very, very, very smart lady, yeah? It's given women in academia, big purr, don't play. One of her monographs, which is a research book, was published by Oxford University Press. Like, that is a big boy publisher in terms of the academic world. So ratings to her for everything that she does. And then she decided to branch and give us a little bit of fiction as well. And this was her first novel. She's actually got a second novel that came out last year, 2023, but we're focusing on the debut novel. Okay, and my last fun fact for you is that she actually went to high school in Ho, Ghana, which is where the main character Afi is from. So there's a little bit of a personal touch to the story as well. Okay, so we're gonna get into this episode's commentary. Just to remind you, the theme for this episode is grateful in love. I'm so glad you chose me. So let's get into it. The book follows one main character, Afi, and we hear from her perspective in the first person. And Afi comes from a rural town in Ghana, and she has an arranged marriage to the youngest son of the wealthiest family in the town. But plot twist, it happens in absentia. And as we read the book, it's revealed why he wasn't there and the complexities and the complications of the marriage. Okay. Some other themes include family obligations, I would say like pretense or deceit, there's polygamy, or like maybe polyamory might be the more accurate word, but that kind of vibe of multiple people in a relationship. Then there's also coming of age, which I think was a really, like, I don't know, touching thing to see the character development in that way. And like her going from this like naive view of the world to being exposed to more things by moving to Accra, thanks to the marriage. And then you just see the way that Afi grows and from all the things that she learns and all the people that she interacts with, which is really, yeah, it was really like touching to see, I think. But now when we're going to discuss the theme for this episode, which is grateful in love, I'm so glad you chose me. I'm actually going to flip it, okay, and talk about the feeling that you can have when you're not chosen and you have chosen the other person. So it's like an unrequited love situation, okay? Because that's actually where Afi finds herself, right? So at the beginning of the relationship, Afi is in disbelief that this younger son, Eli, is even interested in her, that he wants her. Because she essentially thinks that he's above her. She reveres him, right? She thinks that he's that guy. And therefore, like, when he actually reciprocates, you know, the liking and whatever, the interest, she's like, rah, like, I can't believe it. I can't believe he actually is into me. And then that's what moves her feelings towards that grateful in love space, okay? I'm so glad you chose me, into that space. But things start to get real messy, okay? And she, in the end, doesn't end up being chosen. I don't want to reveal anything about the plot. I don't want to give spoilers, so I'm being cryptic. But all you need to know is it does get a bit messy, okay? And in the end, she's not the one that's chosen, even though deep down, that's what she wants. She wants that reciprocation, yeah? Like, Eli, the only man she wants. You understand? No popcorn, okay? But she literally describes that unrequited love dynamic as being pain and suffering. Like, that's a direct quote from the book, as in Afi's description for what she feels about not being chosen back, right? Because she's chosen him and he hasn't chosen her back. And that's in complete contrast to the bliss and the contentment that Genuine describes, okay? When you have that reciprocity, okay? When that is that validation coming from the other person that you've chosen, okay? And that's why I say love is a powerful thing, because it can either enhance your life, so like if you look at Genuine and differences, or it can ruin it, because if you look at Afi's situation, like, nobody wants to be going through turmoil and pain and trials and tribulations, right? Because even at the end of the book, right, when it's definitely done ahead and messed up her life, Afi's still searching for that love to be returned back to her. Like, the book literally ends with, "I still wish he had been at our wedding, that he, instead of Richard, had given me the ring and the Bible, that he had married me, that he'd wanted me to be his wife, his only wife." She's still yearning. She's literally still yearning after everything that she's been through, yeah? She's tried to detach as much of her life as possible, tried to untangle as much of her life as possible, but still, it's still there. That yearning is still there, okay? Because she's invested, right? And she's looking for a return on her investment, even though the investment's gone to shit at this point. So that's why I say love is such a powerful thing, because it can really dictate a lot of actions and the way that you move in your life, okay? So yearning too close to the sun can get you lost in the source. Let me tell you, can get you caught up. And I'm not speaking from personal experience, by the way. I'm just talking about the book. Anyways, okay, so that's why I wanted to give you an alternative perspective and have those kind of like contrasting views, Genuine being that I'm so glad you chose me, and then Afi being why not me, okay? And that's the power of love, to be honest with you. So those are my thoughts. If you want to get involved and share yours, if you guys have read it, get involved. Or if you just want to talk about this concept of unrequited love, or if you want to talk about the contentment and bliss of being chosen back, get involved. Use the hashtag SWPodUK. Make sure you tag us, as I said before. And remember, it doesn't need to be groundbreaking. It doesn't need to be profound. It doesn't need to be a completely original thought. It can just be however it made you feel. Just share that. Get involved as well. And we have made it to Soundtrack and Stories. Clap for yourselves. I'm even clapping for me for making it this far too. This Soundtrack and Stories section is a gift from me to you. This is a opportunity for you to engage with something outside of the episodes, because I know you're going to miss me. So this is a little gift from me to you, okay? Because I like you lot. We're locked in, innit? We're locked in. All right. So Soundtrack and Stories is a playlist that is going to be updated with every single episode drop, okay? And I'll be adding 5 songs related to the theme of the episode every single time. And I will reveal those 5 songs right at the end of the episode, just like I'm about to do right now. Let's get into it. Okay, so first song is Love of My Life, LOML by Shea Universe. This is our London girly singer, songwriter, rapper. She does everything. R&B, babe, just fantastic. Pioneer of the genre R and drill. Yeah, her pen is chef's kiss. She's one of my personal faves as well. And this song is just a wonderful song. It's so beautiful. It's giving declaration of love. Yeah, you are the love of my life. Period. Standing 10 toes down in the love, and we stand. Okay. Second song is This Love, Bob Marley and the Wailers. These guys are legends. Obviously, I feel like everybody knows Bob Marley, but in case you don't, this is a world famous Jamaican reggae rocksteady and ska band, and the frontman was Bob Marley, of course. And Ayana, another London R&B girlie, has done a cover, and it's fantastic. It's amazing. I love it. And there's just a sense of wonderment and disbelief of the love in this song. Do you know what I mean? It's like kind of like pinch me, is this real? That's the vibes that this song is given, the original, the cover, and has carried that vibe through as well. And of course, it's a rhetorical question, so clearly it is love that Bob or Ayana is feeling. Okay, so third song is called When It Comes to You by Friday. Lovely, lovely, smooth voice on this guy. He's a Haitian American singer, songwriter, and producer. I'm going to read out one of the lyrics from the song, which is, I won't waste my time when it comes to you. Okay, so time, we know time is one of the, if not the most, it's one of the most precious resources on the earth. Yeah, and when you're willing to not waste it and dedicate it to someone, I think that just goes to show how powerful and special that love is in that person. Is okay, so again, amazing song. Number 4 is A Love and Affection by Pressure, or Pressure Bus Pipe. This is a reggae musician from the US Virgin Islands. It's just a fantastic tune, like a real yearner tune. I keep saying all of these are fantastic, but of course my music taste is 10/10, so of course I'm never gonna miss, like duh. Anyway, lyric from the song is, let me give you some love and affection. You got my attention. It's in a hook. And I already told you guys, the hook is the message that the artist wants us to take home. Captivated by the love. That's what it's giving. It's giving, you got me like a rat on the highway. Yeah? The love caught him like a rat on the highway. So you can see the vibes and how it relates to the theme of grateful and love. I'm so glad you chose me. Okay, for our second to last song, it is Dudu Ke by Simi, Nigerian singer. Actually, she started off as like a gospel singer, and she's a songwriter as well, and she's an actress as well. I love this song. Okay, no, I really like it. Really touches my heart every time I listen to it. And obviously, it's in Yoruba and Pidgin, so I don't literally understand. But I understand. Do you get? Yeah? Every day I pray for you. Okay, there's some lyrics from the song. And when you're reaching out to God for your love, yeah? When it's God ordained, when it's blessed, it's sweet. Do you understand? It's the best and the sweetestest kind of love. Okay? So that's why it really touches my heart every time I listen to that song. And finally, of course, we got to pay homage to the heritage. We got to pay homage to the homeland. Yeah. We have Kwangwaru by Harmonize and Diamond Platinums. Both of them are Tanzanian musicians, lover boys, part of the Bongo Flava sound. And if you don't know what Bongo Flava is, it's a genre under which like basically all Tanzanian music falls. Bongo means like brains, intelligence, or like street smarts kind of thing. It also refers to Dar es Salaam or Tanzania. And flavor is like Swahilified word for flavor. So bongo flavor. And Diamond is a huge superstar. He's since kind of branched out into more popular sounds like Afrobeats and Amapiano. But yeah, this song is one of my favorites as well because it's such a beautiful love song. Ah, I just love it. Anyway, one of the lyrics is kind of funny, the literal translation. But when I break it down for you, I think you're going to understand how it relates to the theme. So here goes. Basijilegeze. Then there's some words in between. Nikutunze kama mboni. And the translation for that is relax so I can look after you like an eye. Now, it sounds a little bit left. I'll be real. But don't take it literally. But if you think about the care and attention that your eye needs, how delicate of a body part it is, right? In order to look after it and keep it in good health, you really, really have to take your time, okay, and nurture it. So actually, it's a beautiful metaphor for how cherished love is. Do you get what I mean? Like, and how much the artists are cherishing, or whoever the speaker is, whoever it is that's singing a song, is cherishing the love. So I think that's just a beautiful metaphor. Yeah, that's actually some good writing right there. So those are the 5 songs for this episode. If you want to find the playlist, there's going to be a link in the description of the episode. The playlist is called Soundtracking Stories, okay? And you can get it on Spotify, save it, and that way every time it's updated and, you know, new songs are added to it, you don't have to search for it every single time if you save it to your playlists. Thank you so much for listening, guys. We've come to the end of the episode. If you want to keep up to date with all the episodes, you can search up SW Pod Sounds and Stories on any of the podcasting platforms that you use. If you want to keep up with everything SW Pod, even outside of the episodes, you can follow our socials. That's SW Pod UK on Instagram, on TikTok, on X, Twitter, on YouTube, and on SoundCloud as well. Just search up SW Pod UK and you'll find us. From next episode onwards, we got something special for you lot. I told you there's going to be an extra special way for you guys to contribute and potentially be featured on an episode. And that is through a new segment that I'm introducing called Let Me Tell You. That's Let Me T-A-L-E-U. Don't let that go over your head, all right? So this is where you guys can get involved by sending in a story, a thought, a opinion, anything, okay, any contribution that you like. The only rule is that it has to be inspired by something from the previous episode, okay? It could be the theme, it could be the book, it could be the song, it could even be a song from the playlist, anything as long as it's from the previous episode, okay? And you can send these in via DM on our socials at SWPodUK, or you can email them to SWPodUK@gmail.com, okay? These will always be anonymous and will either be read out by me, or if you send a voice note, they'll be played out and we will definitely distort your voice so that it's unrecognizable, okay? Final rule is that voice notes must be 2 minutes maximum. We want to get in as many contributions as possible, okay? So make sure you lock into the next episode to hear more casual commentary on a song and a book that share a common theme. I've been your host, Mandy, and you've been listening to SW Pod Sounds and Stories. See you lot in the next one.